Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
8:13, Dean Richards joins us. Good morning, Dean. Boy, it's hot outside. High Friday, 150.
That's what I heard.
You heard McGill say that?
I heard every word.
I don't know why McGill would say it's going to be 150 and then not back it up 10 seconds later.
He's a weather denier. That's what they've been talking about at the conventions, the weather deniers.
I am looking for tinfoil hats in Cleveland.
That's what Donald Trump Jr., I heard him talking about the weather deniers in Chicago. We've got to stop them.
Star Trek has a gay character. Leslie Jones gets some Twitter justice. Bill Cosby's blind. Wouldn't you think his mother would have warned him about that years ago? Lady Gaga's single, and Gary Marshall passes away. We'll get to all of that, but I have exciting news here in studio.
Pray tell.
Joining us now is Sandberg. Sandberg, you have a wedding day?
I do.
Aww.
When is the wedding?
Friday, August 12th.
And you want Dean to be the ring bearer, and I will be the flower girl?
Well, actually, you're unavailable because you and John DeCoss have a show that evening.
So did you just determine the date is August 12th?
That's how she waited for the announcement, yeah.
That's how she picked the date. She wanted to make sure you were not available.
I swear to you, this morning, John was plugging a show, and I look up, and Sandberg's frenetically on the phone. She must have been talking to Pat. She's going, we got to do it on August 12th.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can keep DeCoss and Cochran away from the wedding, August 12th.
She also called your parents and Pat's parents to inform them of the good news.
August 12th.
Well, she could do it in the afternoon.
Married at 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Well, our show's at 7:30, so we're fine. We're
okay. Why don't you get married at Belson?
Well. Hey,
you know what? It's a banquet center.
Yeah.
It's just going to be Pat and I and the kids, so we don't really need a full house.
You'll fit. That's not too many.
She's saying she doesn't want any of you guys
We could
there.
Do it on stage there.
No, thank
Pat,
you.
Call,
we're having home run
Pat,
pizza.
Call Sandberg, get her out of this.
Yeah, you're a minister, do it.
Actually, this really awesome judge, Deb Dooling, is going to do it.
So you actually got a judge?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. He can handle the divorce as well, by the way. Is it a he or
Deb
a she?
Deb Dooling.
It's a woman. Deb.
A woman. Okay.
Deb.
Deb Dooling.
Deb's a girl.
No, she really is awesome, though.
She's a friend of Pat Brady's.
Are you bitter? You seem bitter.
Am I better?
No, we had the date set before. I was told, you guys had, John had told me someday in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then I already, you know, we have the kids a limited schedule.
Aren't you sad that John and I won't be at your wedding?
A little bit, not actually.
She's not. She doesn't want you guys there. Mayor, I'll see you there. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, you guys can tell me how it went.
This is awkward. Deb Dooley's on our show.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be on your show.
Yeah, right, Judge Dooley opening for us.
It's dueling.
I'm sorry.
Wait, you're getting
get married. It right for your joke, John.
You're getting married, and the judge's name is Dooling?
Yeah.
Deb Dooling, yes.
Like Dooling as in a fight?
Deborah Mary Dooling, actually, is her name. And when we were telling the kids that we had a set a date, I said, we're going to do it, you know, at a judge, and then we're going to go to a nice dinner. And Patrick's like, Chicago Cut, which is actually where we're going. But to him, that's the nicest dinner. And when I was growing up, the nicest dinner we went to was this place called Dover Straits in Mundelein, which is like...
Like this kid is like...
So, Dean, are you going to report live from the John DeCoss, Steve Cochran, Mike Toomey show, or are you going to the wedding?
We're going to cover both. I've booked the helicopter.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
So we could buzz both
of us. Hey, have you ever reviewed a wedding?
I do not believe that I have.
That'd be great if you could review the wedding.
I enjoyed the vows, but the first reading lacked...
Yeah.
I got to give it a Dean's List C.
Flower children, while adorable, stretched out the ceremony and made it longer than it needed to be.
Not as cute as they thought they were. All right, so there you go. The Sandberg family figured out a way to keep me out of her wedding.
And where can we get tickets?
The tickets are $15.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Undercut us on price. All right, we'll come back. We'll go through the list. It's very depressing times for us now. Sandberg's getting married without us. So, God, John, you look so cute in the tiny suit that you bought as well.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You're still in play for my daughter's wedding next year, though. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate not, you.
It's not done deal.
I appreciate you thinking about it.
Yeah. I just booked a show for that night.
Steve, I have no plans to get married, but if I did, you'd be first on my list to officiate.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Are there complimentary hors d'oeuvres at the wedding like there will be at your show?
That's a good point. Actually, Sandberg's got a 2-drink minimum for the judge. It's 8:18. We got to get
free on-site parking.
That's that too.
Not that I'm reading from this or anything. I just know this.
It's 8:18, and where do we go to get tickets for our show?
Bell Sal. Go to Bell Sal Banquets
or Facebook.com/Steve Cochran.
Click on the little link.
And by the way, if you go to Facebook.com right now, there's a picture of Mary Sandberg and Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet. And it's got a circle and a slash through it because I'm bitter. It's 8:19. Traffic, Mary.